This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are more choices in this race than just Obama and Romney, you know. There's the Green Party, the Libertarians, Peace and Freedom, and the American Independent. That's a lot, so you can understand why somebody might be undecided. But waiting until you're in the voting booth to make up your mind? That's a little nerve-wracking. Comedy writer Tamara Federici is worried those anxious, undecided voters may fall for a certain candidate with childlike charm and commercial appeal.
Undecided voters of Ohio and Colorado, Virginia and Florida, Wisconsin and New Hampshire, I take this election seriously. If you have not picked a candidate yet, I assume you're someone who must live for the moment, ruled by their gut, whimsical, and possibly distracted by loud noises and shiny objects. If left alone in a voting booth, I'm afraid you will panic. And if enough of you panic, freak out, or show up high to the polls, in the same numbers which tipped the 2000 election when Ralph Nader ran, you might just vote for a cartoon cat. It'll be disastrous. Some would say catastrophic. But I wouldn't. I'd say disastrous. That's right, Hello Kitty is running for president. And you must not be swayed, you crazy undecided voter. Not even if your booth is filled with Hello Kitty-themed tinsel. I know you'll want to vote for her. Who wouldn't? Little pink nose, whiskers, running on a platform of happiness, friendship, and fun. Sure, she'll promise you the moon, but can't she deliver? She's a cat without a mouth. Forget China and Iran. What's America's biggest threat? Frowns. And the cat's only solution so far is to turn them upside down. Who would she appoint to the Supreme Court? Pro-hug judges who will shift the court's balance? Japanese businessmen? People who are cute? Hello Kitty does support FEMA, but only because it has the same letters as FAME, and that's exactly what she wants. I implore you, undecided voters, choose one of the two humans instead. The black one or the white one, I don't care which. Just don't tank this when you're in the booth. Elect someone you actually believe in.
Tamara Federici's work has appeared in The New Yorker and Mad Magazine. Hello Kitty for president, by the way. Totally real. Google told me so.